Hey there, everyone. This year is Jethel. Well, you know what? Last week, we had such a great time with Den Mom that I didn't get a chance to sing live at all. And I'm in a great mood right now, so you know what? I'm going to go ahead and sing some songs. Why? Because I can. What are you going to do about it? Oh, so let's see here. Let's turn off the background music, and we'll do some Den Mom.
For patch day updates, I'm a crafting fool.
Crafting fool.
What new wonders awaits in trade skill halls?
Trade skill halls.
Culinary delights within these walls.
Chef's salty balls.
Did my recipe books get altered late at night? Did they give? Did they take? Den Mom will show me right now.
The Den Mom has got it going on, and backpacks writing for scrolls to come along. Recipes and more,
trade skill goddess 3'4". I'm always logging on to EQ Traders with Den Mom. Den Mom, do you remember subcombines
in your mind?
Alts for potions and sewing, wasting time.
I wish I learned to mime.
I wish we had those kits like an EQ1.
That was fun.
One touch, make or break, a click and you're done. I get so lonely crafting by myself. Got Den Mom on my mind, a rolling pin wielding MILF.
The Den Mom has got it going on, and backpacks writing for scrolls to come along. Recipes and more,
trade skill goddess 3'4". I'm always logging on to EQ Traders with
Den Mom.
Got it going on. Or she's waiting for trade skill. I'm always going on. Oh, we love Den Mom. What would we do without Den Mom?
Recipes and more, trade skill goddess 3'4".
I'm always logging on to EQ Traders with Den Mom.
You know, I'm not sure if I've ever done this next one live. This is going to be a real tongue twister, so wish me luck. It's the history of Norath. Wish me luck on this one. This is going to be a big tongue twister.
Kino City, Tonkin Sale, Everfrost, Frozen Hill, Karana's Plains, Crash Balance, Pains, Naga Thin's Lair. Greater Fate Arc looking fine, Dwarves hide out in their mind, Dark Elf girls in red bikinis, newbie stuff and stare. Halflings in Rivervale, unrest mobs looking pale, druids making lots of cash for buffing and so. Level cap starts to raise, drinking puts us in a haze, Vox in her frozen cave putting on a show. We didn't crash the server, we were hunting and crafting, then we had to log back in. We didn't crash the server, on, all trying to have fun. Kunark with Vixar play in Ill Omen every day. Verona V fending off over their plots. Forest Giants, Hills of Stone, Sarnax are skin and bones. Worm Slayer, Epic Quest, Tamora's fire pots. Burning Woods, Noobs can't find, it keeps moving, joking time. Carnal Castle, running trains, Corpons are a ball. Tracking on, warping round, Goron Air hits the ground. Kithacore, Dark of Four, Inaruk just kills them all. Didn't crash the server. We were hunting and crafting, then they had to log back in. We didn't crash the server. Too many teams on, all trying to have fun. Thalios, frozen ice, knowing Griffins fill the skies. Slayer Quest, Ring and Shaw, Sweeper Waste to kill us all. Frosty Tours, Giant Town, Western Waste, Hills up and round. Lake and Land, Drain with Trees, the Necropolis brings us to our knees. The Plain of Grotonair is here, Elzhai would cry and cheer. Icebreakers, Skims, the one of it, very soon to disappear. Faction Hunt, Armor Quest, Class Fighting, Best of Best. Great Divide, Sparks of War, calls out in the Plain of Fear. We didn't crash the server. We were hunting and crafting, then we had to log back in. We didn't crash the server. Too many tunes on, all trying to have fun. A brand new look the models took, things to craft, food to cook. Horses for us to ride, Saru, Castellum, choose your side. Nexus takes us here and there, the deep is barren with no air. Polydol with bonus, good, Maiden's Eye, a lunar wood. Bazaar, Marketplace, Beastar Class, Vosher Race. Temple, Thal, Drozen Plain, Twilight Armor, not worth the pain. Didn't crash the server, we were hunting and crafting, then we had to log back in. We didn't crash the server. Too many tunes on, all trying to have fun. We're sleeping for 500 years, Lucklin shatters, fade for tears. War breaks the fertile land, Kano souls the hopes of man. Gods have turned their backs, let fall through the clacks. Floods change the lay of land, Freeport under Luke and Sam. Like Burrow grown and thrive, Death Exhorts has survived. 50's air in our hair, Fallen Gate is near space. Thundering steps of Karana's place, wait I hear a familiar name. Grim Feather's about to pass, I need a raid to kick his ass. We didn't crash the server. We were hunting and crafting, then we had to log back in. We didn't crash the server. Too many tunes on, all of us go logging on and on and on and on and on and on. We didn't crash the server. We were hunting and crafting, then we had to log back in. We didn't crash the server. Too many tunes on, all trying to have fun. We didn't crash the server. We were hunting and crafting, then we had to log back.
Raiding, I'm running behind. Roll call is finding a ranger to side. They want their silver, true as shamans alike. Running my feet, hope I make it in time. I'm blazing a trail, I'm on the run, coming to you. Go, feet, go, through sand, grass, or snow. I need the spirit of the wolf. It's right on my tail, hope I don't get nailed. Aggroing mobs, I'm moving slow. Footsteps in time, perhaps it's a sign. I need the spirit of the wolf. Weaving through trees, gut stabbing pain shooting through my knees. Your horse is great, your warg is nice. I lost my savings to goblins with dice.
I'm blazing a trail. I'm on the run coming to you. Go feed, go, through sand, grass or snow. I need Spirit of the Wolf. It's right on my tail. Hope I don't get nailed. Aggroing mobs, I'm moving slow. Footsteps in time, perhaps it's a sign. I need Spirit of the Wolf. I'm on the run coming to you. Go feet, go, through sand, grass or snow. I need Spirit of the Wolf. It's right on my tail. Hope I don't get nailed. I'm on the mobs, I'm moving slow. Footsteps in time, perhaps it's a sign. I need Spirit of the Wolf. It's on my tail. Hope I don't get nailed. I'm on the run coming to you. Go feet, go, through sand, grass or snow. I need Spirit of the Wolf. Climbing up cliffs, my ringleader's miffed. I'm growing mobs, I'm moving slow. Footsteps in time, perhaps it's a sign. I need Spirit of the Wolf.
It's the Jethel Silverwing Show on online gaming radio.
It's time to kick your feet up, tune in and waste some time. It's time to waste 2 hours, Jethel Show tonight.
Hey there, Dwarf!
Hey, Jesus!
It's like a tragic tale, all the crazy things he makes us do.
I'm just glad I got my ale. Get it started!
Back off! I got a tonga, I'm not afraid to use it!
Well, it's time to get it started on the most sensational, entertainable,
mercantational, perk and whimsical. This is what we call Jethel Silverwing Show.
Oh, we're gonna get sued by the ghost of Jim Henson, I know it!
I want to thank you again.
Hello there, everyone. This is Jethel Silverwing, the Jethel Silverwing Show for June 24th. 2008. What's going on? What's going on is George Carlin has died. It's a tragic thing in the world of comedy. We're all going to miss him. Elquin, you there?
Yes, I am.
George Carlin, dead. What do you have to say about that?
I think he went before his time.
Dude was 71.
He's going to be really missed.
He was 71.
George Burns, was it George Burns?
George Burns, yeah. Was like, what, 110 when he went?
Yeah, and he was still funny. George Carlin was still doing shows when he died.
I have to agree with Angela Correa. Comedy will never be the same again. Of course, George is up there right now shooting pool and shooting hoops with Sam Kinison and John Candy and Chris Farley and good old Rodney.
Yeah, I tell you, I got no respect. Not even on the Jethel Silverwing Show.
Oh, boy. So, yeah, Elquin did not get her normal intro this week. That's okay. You know what, though?
They don't need to hear me say hello and greetings every week, do they?
Probably not. But you know what I noticed? I'm taking a self-tour of my house, you know, my vast wasteland of a house.
It's not that much of a wasteland. I mean, just your front room, you don't have anything going on. But You've got stuff in the other room that most people turn into a dining room, which you've turned into a kitchen. You've got a stage downstairs. You've got stuff after that. I mean, come on.
Mm-hmm. And you know what I've noticed? We were talking last week with Den Mother. We talked about the walls and stuff, and you haven't made me any walls.
You haven't told me what size and how many.
I told you what size. I told you I wanted the small ones. How many? God, I don't know. Just keep them coming.
Okay. Krima's sleeping in your house somewhere, so I'll wake her up later and put her little...
Oh, is that why there's
a... Parasite butt to work.
All right. I was wondering why there was a woodworking table in my house.
That's hers. Don't touch it.
Well, I moved it off to the side, but that's okay.
Okay. You know how she is.
Mm-hmm. All right. With us this week, we have a very special guest.
Woohoo!
The first time being interviewed live on online gaming radio, I bring you from the customer support center, I bring you Narbrin, who just popped up in front of me. Damn you and your GM and Viz.
Hello, all. Aaron Narbrin Biznet. Thank you for having me on the show.
Oh, thank you for coming. So I'm looking at Narbrin here. That's a nice little outfit. You have that wizard's hat on. And of course, that famous wrench of yours.
Yeah, I just realized that this evening. I was like, oh my god, I didn't even have that. I had a staff with a big old fist on it before, just in case someone caused any trouble. But then I'd realized that there's the new wrench in game now.
Yep. So you got your wrench. Ooh. Do you think I can pickpocket this community lounge key? I'm inspecting the gnome.
You're looking up his robes?
He's not wearing robes. He isn't wearing robes. You know, that is actually a nice... that's a nice looking vest, actually.
Okay, fine. You're looking inside his vest.
Well, he's the one shimmying in front of me right now, so...
Oh, you're the one looking me over. What else you gotta do? Gotta give a little show.
So what does it take to get the Game Master's vest? And why can't I inspect anything in the inspect window anymore?
Uh-oh. I don't know.
Wasn't there a time where you could right-click and inspect something so you could link it and stuff?
You sure you didn't do something with your UI to...
No, I have not touched the inspect window in my UI, I don't think. Let me check my files here.
You mean on a person?
Yeah, when you inspect someone... I thought you were, you used to be able to right-click on their items so you can link them and stuff. But maybe I was wrong.
Well, I can still bring up somebody's items in the wardrobe. Let's see if I can link
them. I'm not talking about the wardrobe. In order to link them into chat, you have to be able to inspect them so you can click on the icon.
It might have to do with the items as well. I know that these are kind of special items that they had made for us, so we can kind of look a little zesty out there in the public.
Let me see here. I don't think I touched the inspect window. Let's see. Main hub. Inventory. No, I did not touch the inspect window. But no, if you inspect someone, I thought you could, but maybe I'm just wrong. I could be wrong.
I don't know. I think they did change it. I know what you're saying. If you, I think it was a control click or something, it would put the name into the chats.
Yeah.
Oh, if you just drag it.
Oh, there.
Just go ahead and type in there, and you just drag the item into the chat.
Oh, I haven't tried that.
Not from the inspect window. You can't do that.
You can't do it from the outside.
Right. So from the inventory window, you can.
Yeah.
So that's your hat. Are you logged into our in-game chat channel? Yes, you are. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Ooh, I got to try that on. You don't mind if I put your cap on, do you? I mean, I'll give it back, honest.
Just as long as my head's in it.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, you can't click and drag out of somebody else's inspect window.
Damn that. You could at one point.
Well... That's neat.
Now, you know what I think is really neat about...
I didn't notice that before. There's little stars and moons in the material. That's nice.
Mm-hmm. You know what I think is really funny about this hat? The back of my head is missing.
Not on mine. It looks great.
Yep, the back of my head is missing with this hat on.
With my hat on?
Yeah.
Huh.
But it could be one of those things where what it does is replace the hair.
Yeah.
Ah.
So
that may be what.
So that's what that is. Hi, Skyheart.
Jethel's got a lot of hair, so a lot to.
I don't like his new haircut.
You don't like my new haircut?
Oh, I liked it when it was longer.
Oh. I kind of like the arrows in the back, though. Fine.
Yeah.
I'll go hit one of those guys for gold.
No, leave it for a while. I mean, it's summer. Go with the arrows.
Well, maybe I'll just go bald. How about that, huh?
Can I call you Yule?
Yule Brynner.
Yes.
The king and I.
There you go. So let it be written, so let it be done.
Okay, so we have things to talk about. Darwin, why don't you tell everyone, who are you and what do you do for Sony?
I am the community relations representative for EverQuest 2. I watch over the forums. I help the moderators whenever there's any issues going on the forums. I help to push information to EQ2 players whenever you see like a services maintenance or any major news thing up on EQ2 players. That's probably up there by my hand, if not one of the other representatives that are here.
All right. You also, you're in charge of the treasure chest, aren't you? And the town crier?
Yes, it's each one of those are just a couple of features that we do every week. Yep.
And do you choose the items for the treasure chest yourself, or can people suggest things to you?
A lot of the stuff that I put up there, or that we put up there, is suggestions from folks on the forums, people that I see in chat. They just go ahead and pop information to me, and it's great to actually get a pointer out, because I mean there's only two eyeballs here. It's nice to actually get a little point.
So if any of our listeners have anything that they found that is really neat and should be in the treasure chest, hey, take a look at this. This is really neat. They should just log on to the forums and maybe send you a PM or something? Or
Absolutely.
All right. So do that. Tell everyone, go out there and tell Nobrin to mention in the treasure chest that everyone should check out the Jethel Silverwing show right here on Online Gaming Radio.
You get a lot of plugs already.
Yeah, I get that for forum posts. That usually goes into the treasure chest or the town crier whenever there's something on off-site websites. Whenever there's something like that, just go ahead and let me know if it's of note, if it's anything special or amazing. There you go.
All right. We gotta ask, what's with the gnome pinata?
The gnome pinata. For a while there was some controversy going on with one of our fellow websites, and so a lot of folks.
It's a place that must not be named.
Yes.
Or
yes.
I should say it like this: the place that must not be named. Okay.
Oh, nightmares over that one now. But yeah, for a while there, I'd log into the forums and get some really wonderful PMs. So I thought, you know what, I'm going to play with this now, because I can't get away from it. So there you go. I'll go ahead and make myself a pinata.
There you go.
And I told you you should go buy a bunch of cheap candy, and every time you get beat on, you should throw it up in the air. Remember what you told me?
I'm kind of thinking about that for the fanfare whenever I walk around. But then I'm worried about giving people an idea of whacking me at fanfare.
That's going to be up. He's full of candy.
Well, you know, I'm going to run out of candy.
Well, you know what my idea for the fanfare was? I went to the one in Boston back in 2003. And I had the idea, because I saw people all dressed up and stuff, and they were having mock duels and stuff. So my idea was, the next time I go to the fanfare, I was going to go dressed as a hill giant. An EverQuest 1 hill giant with the big orange puffy beard and the stocking cap. And I was going to, have like a tape recorder with the sound of them walking.
Awesome.
And stuff like that. And then find someone who wanted to duel me, and when I go down, I was going to get some of those chocolate gold coins. and just throw them in the air. Throw them in the air. And then people get their gold.
Awesome.
I need to do something like that. I need to go to the fanfare so I can do something like that. God. Why does it always have to be in Vegas?
Oh, it's going around. This year is going to be in Vegas, but there may be some information at this fanfare about what's going to go on next year.
Ah.
Seattle. Have it come to Seattle.
I don't. They were out here once.
I don't have to travel for that.
But they have a Sony branch out here now, which makes it a better reason to come out. But who knows?
I want those.
I just don't know. I just don't know if there's any place big enough to host it.
Yeah, now. That's.
I mean,
that's
you're looking at huge hotels in Vegas.
That's one of the major problems. Is that the fanfare brings in so many bodies that you can't just go for a Motel 6. You have to go for a major name, in which then you're talking about folks that have been booked up for a year, if not years in advance.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know about too many bodies. I mean, when I went to the one in Boston, it was so overbooked. I mean, you couldn't walk. Just like, oh, God, come on! Move! Train!
Yeah. Yeah, the whatever place that's chosen, it has to be big enough to hold the however many hundreds of folks that end up coming there.
Mm.
Yeah, because when they did it up here in Seattle, they had it over by the airport. There's a you've been on the road with me. It's just nothing but hotels and places to eat that is easy access to the airport.
Yep, over near the SeaTac airport. Mm-hmm. Yep. I was at that one.
Even then, we took over the whole friggin' hotel.
Oh, absolutely. I really don't think that there was any more room left over after everyone showed up.
Hmm. Well, I see Domino has joined us in the chat channel.
Hello, Domino.
I've got to fit Domino into a song somewhere.
I'll have to find that old Domino song that I know of.
Well, the one by Kiss, I understand, isn't very flattering.
This is my Kiss.
Oh, okay. Domino, Domino. Of course, I'm being joined in my house right now by Xanadi from EQ Tuesday, member of the Legion of Kithivar. But too bad you're already in your own little guild there, Nobber, and I'd invite you to the Legion. And
then I would have your soul.
Oh, no. Oh, no, SOE's already... SOE's already got dibs on that, I think.
No.
They
if not, if not, Brenlo does.
Hmm. Okay, so you got to come clean with us here. Tell us some dirt about Brenlo and Grimwell.
Oh, my goodness.
Dirt. I want dirt.
You're asking for too much out of the can all of a sudden.
Told ya.
Well, all right.
Then they're my bosses. I really can't go too deep, or I may be out in the middle of nowhere.
I know. Does Brendo drink his coffee with his right hand or his left?
I think it depends on what time of day it is, really.
How much you need to stop hitter? It. Oh, my gosh. That takes some talent.
He may need that coffee real bad. It could be both hands, for all we know.
Oh, my goodness. That's a big cup of coffee.
He may walk in the morning, oh, give me that coffee!
Just as long as it's sometime before 5 o'clock p.m. If not, then it'll be up till 3 in the morning.
Mm. Okay, so when the rocks are thrown, it hits you, then it hits Grimwell, then it hits Brenlo.
Yes, and it makes a really nice hollow coconut sound whenever it hits each one.
Boink,
yes.
Boink, boink.
Yeah, clunk, clunk, clunk. Yeah.
Wait a minute. Elkin, mm-hmm. does this seem we're actually going down the ladder? We had Brenlo first, then we had Grimwell, now we have Nob. See, the higher-ups are just afraid to come on my show.
What do you mean? You had them already.
I need to get Smedley.
Oh, no.
We need to get Smedley on this show.
That would be a great show.
Then he is a real nice guy.
Then I can sing the Smedley song. Have you heard the Smedley song?
I don't think so.
The night Smedley went Uber?
No.
I wrote a whole song about Smedley going insane, thinking he's in the game, and slaughtering the entire dev team. and of course, the fallen hero, the fallen hero of the whole song was Grimwell, who held them off the longest with a pizza box. Grimwell made a shield of a box from their pizza and brandished a replica short sword of Yaxiva.
Now, we will play that tonight. It's a parody of a Christmas song, mm-hmm. isn't it?
Yeah, it's a parody of Weird Al Yankovic's The Night Santa Went Crazy.
Quite festive.
Yes. Although there are no jingle bells or anything like that, so it can be played anytime during the year. It just sounds kind of happy. It's a happy little song about death and despair. I like those kind of things.
It's just the little happiest murder, huh?
Of course.
There you go.
I hate responding to tells when I'm broadcasting. I can't concentrate on two things at the same time.
But you can. You're the Jethel. You can do anything.
I am the Jethel.
Mm-hmm.
Although, I have to say, my ego did take a shot. When I met Smedley over at the agency party, he had never heard of me.
What? Well, he's a busy man. He does all the high-end stuff, you know?
Yes, but I get like 100 EverQuest-related songs, and he's the EverQuest guy.
Well, he asked for the link, so you sent it to him, and, you know, I'm sure when he's got time, he'll check it out and laugh, I hope.
I mean, my entire library should be on his iPod. I can see him dancing into the office right now. The night Smedley went Uber.
See, I don't know how much a sense of humor does he have. Does he have a good sense of humor?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe he just hates all my stuff. I don't know.
No.
Who is this guy? We ought to sue him.
No. That I do not see after him.
Oh, boy. So if anyone wants to come by, visit Jethel and Xanadai and Nobrin, and now we have Riald coming in here. Come on down to South Kinos on the Antonia Bale server. I'm the last house right before the Kinos docks. I think it's 5 Antonia's Way or something like that. But, it's the last door right before you get to the Kinos docks. Just visit Jethel. We're upstairs having a good time. I think Skyheart's passing around chocolate Fayberries. And
I'll be over shortly. I'm in a group doing storms.
Cool.
Which I think is really cool.
The storm stuff is pretty cool. I do like the fact that you guys made a bunch of armor that makes you look like you're naked.
Oh, yeah, that was a major request. I mean, people have been asking for a long time. I mean,
although there are no pants. You have to keep the pants on.
Well, yeah, I would imagine.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure. There are no pants on that list. There's everything else, but you got to keep your pants on.
Well, it is a teen-rated game, you know.
Yeah.
Yes, but even if you remove your pants, you still have your starting pants.
But what adventurer really wants to walk around in the ratty pants, though?
Well, it would be a really big surprise for someone to come around and try to duel them on the PvP servers. Hey, he's naked. Let's get him. Holy crap. that's exactly the reason why you have to wear class-specific stuff in the appearance tab. Because people were going to complain on the PvP servers, hey, this guy was dressed in all cloth, but he ended up being a paladin.
Well, hon, paladins can wear cloth.
Oh, I know. But, they didn't want the high-nuking wizard to have, to pretend to be a ranger or something like that, you know?
It's one thing to have that paladin all in cloth, but it's entirely another to have that cloth actually mean something on that paladin.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I absolutely love this new live event for the simple fact that it promotes grouping. You get a bunch of people at one little camp, and they're all different levels. The best thing to do is group up and let the lowest clean, and it all works out for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But I do have one little complaint. It's not really that big. No, it's just if the armor is all ornamental anyway, I wonder why they kept class restrictions on it instead of leaving it like the other stat armor you can buy that has no class specifics on them.
Right. Like, let me switch Jethel over to his formal wear. I do love the fact that you can make hotkeys to put armor on. This is really cool. So I'll switch Jethel to his stuff here. Boom. There we go. He's all decked out in his shiny armor and stuff like that. But, you know, I'm a ranger. But I can still wear all the shiny armor like this. But some of the darker stuff I wouldn't mind wearing.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I like the dark set, but I hate the skirt.
I don't like pants that have that skirt in the front and the back for the guys.
And we all found out, if you watched Beowulf, just exactly what you're supposed to do with that skirt when you're peeing.
Lift it.
You put it, the damn thing, in your mouth.
Oh, jeez.
They did. They all put their skirts in their mouth to go pee in the open latrine. And I'm sitting there going, oh, that's what those skirts are for.
Santa Die doesn't like the fins on my shoulders.
Well, you do look a little fishy then, you know.
Oh, I like the dragon fins. I thought the dragon fins too. I thought they would make me look kind of cool. You know, Jethel isn't supposed to be a nice guy, you know. Contrary to popular belief, Jethel is a heartless bastard.
No, you're not. Heartless. You just want everybody to think that way.
I'm heartless, I tell you. Heartless.
Kind of a hard persona to hold up in the shiny gear.
I know. Yeah. So I'll go back to my normal stuff. Boom. There we go.
Don't even need a telephone booth for that.
It's no, he's got a really nice key he's made to pop his stuff on and off.
Yep.
It's a strip key.
Actually, you can't take stuff off. You can only put it on. So if I wanted to make one to strip down, I'd have to use that naked armor. But there's no pants.
No pants. You can't lose the pants.
You have to pander to the cybersex community.
And that's a good night from Nobbrin here. Nice talking to you.
You're going to scare him off yet, hon.
Every other community seems to get pandered to once in a while. Well, I suppose we did get the heart candles and that thing where you can look at someone with hearts in your eyes and stuff like that. So, yeah, I guess. All right. I guess you are pandering to the love community here, so that's okay. Although, I don't know why I'm saying you are. You're not you're on the support team.
Quit picking on him.
No, I'm just correcting myself on that one.
A pretty big romantic group of players in-game.
We got all sorts of nice stuff. We got roses, we got heart candles, we got, you know, love in your eyes. I mean, come on.
Well, Nobbrin just hasn't spent enough time around the Legion of Kithacor to find out about romantic people in the game. Wish there was a way we can flag our guilds in the recruitment areas. You know, adult rated.
You know, that caused a controversy in WoW.
Oh, I know. There was some kind of a guild going on that was what was it? It was either all gay or
they were a gay and lesbian group, a guild, and that's all they were looking for as far as members.
So someone got upset that, you know, oh, you're discriminating. Well, yeah. So does every guild. It's like, oh, you're applying, we don't like you, bye. But you just can't advertise.
You don't have
it.
Enough AAs here, you don't have enough master spells, I'm sorry, we're not going to take you.
I'm sorry, we're not taking people with white hair this week. There was actually a guild in EQ1 that was based on a bondage community. I just thought it was freaking hilarious.
Yeah, they changed after a while, though.
Yeah, yeah, they disbanded and then they were reformed. And
it was Children of the Darkness, or?
Children of Darkness, yeah.
Children of Darkness, yes. They changed.
Of course, I'm going to start getting tells from former members of the Children of Darkness. Thanks, you just outed us!
You know who you are.
Well, they were mainly dark elves, and they went on the premise of, dark elves have slaves.
Dark elves and trolls, and you know, it was only evil races. Mm-hmm. If there was a good race in the guild, they were sex slaves. I'm not making this crap up. This is just how it was.
Wow.
Well, isn't that what was in the Maiden's Fancy, too? The dancers were really enslaved? Because they were wood elves in there, too.
Yes. The Maiden's Fancy in Nariak in EQ1. Well, technically, they were dancing girls. They weren't actually prostitutes. You'd give them a copper, and they'd dance for you.
Uh-huh. Table dances?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's not like they had a special animation or something like that. They just danced. They did the freaking Cabbage Patch.
I try to forget that dance.
Narmer, what do you think of the idea of possibly racial dances?
I would personally love it, but sadly it's not something that I have a decision in making.
Right, right.
No, we're not asking that. We're just opinion.
I mean, seriously, I would love to see my little avatar. I'd love to see Nobrin do the robot across the room here. That'd be awesome.
Oh, that'd be cute.
That would be great. I would love to see that. So what do we think here? Of course, we don't want to rip off World of Warcraft. So we have to have completely different dances than what they have. I do happen to like the Arisai. You know, they're supposed to be all emo and stuff like that. So they do a little gothic, you know, a little bop around and stuff like that. And the Fae, yeah, Latesh is doing...
I love the Fae's dance.
Yeah, Latesh is up here, and he's a Arisai. He's doing his little emo thing there, and Skyheart's a Fae, and they have a little thing where they twirl around and stuff like that, and everyone else pretty much is caught up in flash dance. That's all I can think of when I do a dance. I'm doing the dance now. Like, I'm a maniac, maniac on the
when
floor.
When you're doing the... Your feet are going to now.
Yeah, I mean, that's the only thing I can think of when I'm dancing.
Just waiting for those leg warmers, huh?
Little leg warmers. I'll throw myself in a chair and have a bucket of water come down on me, you know?
There you go.
Have you
seen the Star Neck dance?
I didn't know they had a dance of their own.
Yeah.
No, what
yeah.
do they do?
You got to see it. It's kind of Polynesian. Kind of
got any Sarnaks out there, can you head over to Jethel's house in South Kinos?
No, that's
the
okay.
The Polynesian stuff.
I'm camping. I do have a Sarnak alt that I started just because I needed some screenshots over in Tomorrow's Deep. I'm going to take a
You've
look at
You've got one coming.
Oh, I do? Okay.
Yeah, so just hang in there. We'll bring them to you. I mean, you're hosting a show. You're supposed to stay put.
Okay.
Okay.
That's. I mean, yes, that is true. We do. What is he doing? Jermaine, what is that? He's like tossing a weapon around. What
He's
is
got
that?
A boomerang. It's
where,
a boomerang.
Where do I get
How do you
a boomerang?
Get a...
That is cool.
I bet you it's a tinkered item.
Oh, is it?
I knew that one was coming. I didn't realize it actually had hit lives. A live game yet?
Well, I guess it has.
Is it a tinkered item?
See the
Bristle Brains throwing stick.
It's no trade in lore. It may actually be part of the Bristle Brain thing.
I don't remember getting that.
Throwing stick.
Oh,
Legends
L-O-N. Of
Nora. Damn.
Really?
Nora.
Which scenario?
It's probably one of the new ones.
Is it one of the scenarios? Or just a loot item?
It's probably that new Oathbreaker one.
Well, gotta wait for the delay and then him to write and then.
Yeah. Well, that is cool. I like that.
If you have LON, I can trade it.
And it's from the.
I have one and I'm willing to trade it. There's one that's willing. It's a loot card.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tali.
Tali is saying it's from the Inquisitor pack.
Yeah.
And there's one person in channel that's willing to trade it. I don't know what they want to trade for it.
Just a neat effect. I'm so used to the old school Legend of Zelda series where Link would throw the boomerang around.
Oh, yeah. I know.
I've always wanted that in game, something, a little boomerang you throw around, and there it is.
So, I'm going to bring up another sore subject. And WoW, there is a Lincoln in the world, and you do a quest for him, and you end up with Lincoln's sword and Lincoln's boomerang.
Lincoln?
Yes. From Lincoln. Zelda.
From what?
From Zelda.
Oh, Link. Oh yeah.
I think they call him Lincoln, though.
No, it's Link.
It's Link. But it's his, you know, it's the whole idea, the concept.
Oh. Yeah, yeah.
I think I've done the quest and I've got both of them, but I never used them. I just threw them in my bank. Mm. I was beyond the point where they were useful to me. But it, I just hung on to them just for the fact that, hey, this was Zelda, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They even have different things in the quest that are Zelda related. It's been a while. I can't give you specifics.
I actually never played Legend of Zelda. I did. No, after my brothers and I completely destroyed the ColecoVision, my parents decided never to buy us a video game console again.
Ooh, I forgot which Zelda I played, though. But I played one of them. I know there's different versions of it, or, you know.
Yeah, and of course they came out with this really, really bad animated version of it. It was not put out by NES.
Well, that was a Link to the Past, I think. That was the second one, wasn't it? That was the side view one.
I think so. I know nothing. I just watch G4 every once in a while. Oh, God, Rolian's here. And more importantly, Rolian's hat. The hat must be obeyed.
Love the hat.
The hat must be obeyed. All hail.
So, Navrin, I have some burning questions for you.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Wait a minute, you're burning something?
Yeah, his questions.
Is there medication for that? I don't know.
Yeah, it comes in a tube.
Does it itch?
Always. Now, let's see. Grimma was able to read my mind. Can you?
Uh-oh.
What would be the first question I'd probably ask you?
Oh, goodness. I can't read your mind from this far. That's Grimwell's tactic. His ability is reading minds from farther away. I'm more of a close-range mind reader.
Huh. I was able to read... I was able to read the mind of Domino. So there. I still can't believe that. I mentioned on the show a few weeks back that I thought walls would be a really good idea. And it was like a week before they announced the walls were coming out.
Okay, I'm thinking of my first question.
Okay.
Can you oop? Did I do it wrong? I probably got it wrong, didn't I?
Hmm? I don't know what you're talking about.
Try it again. I'm thinking of the question. Thinking hard of the question. Oh.
Well, it's too late. You just, like, send it to him, too.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm...
Okay,
never mind.
So you gotta give him another question, then.
All I can think of is boxer briefs, and I'm not quite sure. Is that what you're going for?
Yeah, which one? That's usually down the list, but okay. Yeah, which one?
Chainmail thong.
It's the hybrid monster of the underwear world, yes.
Boxer briefs. You have that in common with Grimwell.
she knows. She's checked.
Okay, the typical questions. Pirates or ninjas?
Oh, shoot. Oddly enough, being a gnome and all, I tend to lean more towards robots. We fight the robots versus zombie war around in the office. For ninjas and pirates, though, I'm thinking more along the lines of pirates than ninjas.
Pirates get the wenches.
Now, Grimwell picked pirate ninjas.
Pirate ninjas. There you go.
They plunger and steal.
There you go. I can see it now. I can see a pirate ninja. Arr! Silence. Arr! You can't see me, can you? Oh, sorry.
It's the parrot that gives you away every time. Robot Zombie Ninja Pirates. There we go. Cake or pie?
I'm thinking pie.
He's a gnome. He has to say pie.
Pie.
I'm thinking pie. I'm
like
thinking pie.
Himself.
Go ahead. I'd say that's for Brentlow too, since he's got a pie issue.
Well, he is a halfling.
Oh yes.
And I have an announcement.
An announcement.
Jaskar is back.
No!
Well, he's sort of back. This computer he's using barely plays at EQ2 at a minimum. But he's back.
No! Just when you thought you were rid of the Jaskar. Of course, Narbonne has no idea who we're talking about.
No. But I'll play along and nod.
All right.
Never heard of the Jaskar?
The Jaskar, the uncrowned king.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you the first time, sorry.
Oh, okay. The uncrowned king of Felwith.
Yes. Absolutely, the best high elf ever, yes.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I tend to disagree. I still have to say Eltharion Delorme, EverQuest 1, best high elf ever. Matter of fact, he's recently returned to EverQuest 1. You gotta love the station launcher. You get to meet all your old friends again. Silence.
Let's see. I have 14 notes so far. I think that's about worth a full set of the armor. I'm not going to get the helm. I hate helms.
Yeah, besides, you can hide your helm. So why would you? Oh,
I never wear.
Oh, you're not talking about the naked armor. I'm sorry.
No, there's a black set that I wouldn't mind having, even though I hate the pants.
Speaking of naked, did you hear? Does everyone know who the Naked Cowboy is?
Yeah, I've heard of him.
He's the guy that stands around in Times Square. He wears just boots, a pair of briefs, and a cowboy hat, and he sings for people. I'm a naked cowboy.
And a well-placed guitar.
He is actually suing the Mars Incorporated because apparently they used a likeness of him for one of their new M&M commercials. You know, the M&M commercials where they're showing everyone as M&Ms. Well, they did a naked cowboy M&M without his permission.
Uh-oh.
And he's suing them for like $3 million.
Because he owns his nakedness.
Of course. He owns his naked brief-wearing likeness and...
All they had was an M&M with a cowboy hat and a guitar. That's supposed to be the Naked Cowboy?
That's the Naked Cowboy. I'm sorry, that's his trademark look. Well, I don't know if he actually trademarked it, but he's been doing it for like 20 years.
I don't know if I'd want to go all the way to Times Square just to see him, especially since he's got a guitar in front of it.
I say, go Naked Cowboy!
Now, if he was playing the guitar...
He does play the guitar.
No, with other parts.
Oh.
Like, I know some guys can play the piano.
One note at a time.
Yeah.
If they're really talented, three.
If they're really talented, they're playing chopsticks.
Well, there was these two guys.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I can't remember what show they were on, but they do it on a piano.
I think it might be a Monty Python skit. I'm not sure.
No.
Angela Correa says it was on SNL.
Yeah. I think it was SNL. I'll have to find the clip again. I loved it.
Where has all our integrity gone?
Right down the drain.
I think it swirled around the 80s and then went down the drain, yep.
So, Narbonne, tell me, is there any zone that in EverQuest 2 that you find the most interesting, and why?
Oh, man. There's only about 750 of them. I'm still traveling, and I'm a severe alcoholic, so I tend to favor the lower-level areas and the Noob Garden. So that's, I mean, if I'm ever on a new character, which I'm always on a new character, that's where I'm at.
The Witch Garden?
I really, the Newbie Garden.
Garden?
You mean the fake garden?
The young gardens, the zones where the lower level characters hang out.
Okay, you're just referring to a newbie zone. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We were wondering if there was some kind of garden in the game that we were missing. So, whoa, what? What? A garden? What?
Oh, I shouldn't have said that. Oh, crap.
Uh-huh!
Can we...
Wait, let's rewind everything.
Just the newbie areas, huh? Okay.
So let me ask you, maybe you have some kind of insight, I don't know. You're probably not the person to ask, but have you heard anything about the possibility of Illyrissi becoming a worshipable deity anytime soon?
Actually, I'm in close contact with folks that make that kind of decision. And I wish I could say anything about it, but at the point in time that we're at, it's they're still in planning as to what they're going to do and how they're going to handle things.
Okay.
But if the world spins... Oh, good.
No, I was going to say, don't ask him some strange questions that he can't answer. We'll get him in trouble.
Well, all he has to say is NDA.
Yes, everybody who's listening is now NDA, yes. No, that's not going to work.
I'm going to send a licensed notary public to everybody's house. Latesh is telling me to ask about Kithacorus Forest. He probably doesn't know anything more about Kithacorus Forest.
We're going
Forest.
To send out Guido, the killer hamster.
Guido, the killer hamster.
Oh, podcast 38 is out. I haven't gotten to listen to it yet, but...
Yeah, the minicast.
Have you? Have you listened to it?
Some of it, yes. Yep.
They've got something going on with Hamstergate 2008.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's going to lead up to fanfare as well. Stay tuned to the podcast.
And that's at station.sony.com/podcasts.bm.
Yes. So it's a mini podcast. It's pretty short this week.
Yeah, it's supposedly it's the first official SOE like mini cast is what they call it. It isn't quite a full podcast, but still full of good information.
Well, when Grimma was on, when Renlo was on, they were talking about eventually using the chat part of the station launcher to do like little mini shows.
Mm-hmm. As soon as Vivox actually hits the live servers, which it's on test right now, if anyone wants to go in there and try it. As soon as it actually hits the live servers, we're hoping to get developer chats in there to have like actual get-togethers with folks on the team.
They should get the Jethel Silverwing Show.
There we go. I can't wait for that.
Or if not the Jethel Silverwing Show, I'll do a live concert, broadcast live to everyone. I'll do it. Don't tempt me.
See, that would be easy to do. You know, nobody has to have Winamp or you don't have to go through any special software. You just log into the channel that I'm pretty sure you can set up channels in this new thing. And then they can just listen in. Because I know, from what I understand, guilds will have their own channels. Groups will have their own channels. Raids will have their own channels. And then there's just the general channel in the zone that you're in?
Yep. That's from what I've heard, exactly that. You'll be able to set up your own channels, and then you'll be able to make channels that you can moderate. So it could be a massive developer chat, or whoever it may be, and still have folks who can just chat, and then everybody else listens.
I'm still excited about that.
Which just opens up huge role-playing possibilities. I can't wait to see what happens with that.
Well, a lot of people feel that it's going to ruin role-playing, but they have to realize that, one, they have, from what I understand, the voice settings, the altercation of the voices is really, really great.
Yeah, I haven't heard it myself, but I've heard from other folks on the team that the voice masking that they have for it is absolutely outstanding.
Hmm.
So just people have to take that next step of going from typing to actually saying the words.
Yeah, but there are going to be those people, just like the transition from radio to television. There are going to be those people that, they're great role players on paper, or on the chat window, as the case may be. But you get them in the, get them live, and they're just like,
hello? Yeah, I'm a big ogre.
You know what I mean.
Yeah.
Well, I still think it's going to be good.
Or you're going to have someone like, you're going to have somebody like, you know.
Hi there, I'm a little fae.
It's when you get the Eladriel, the high elf woman out there and with the deep old, big old deep voice. Yeah. And you know, you're
hi there, my name's Lola. Okay. Yeah.
Hey there, pretty elf.
But I'm pretty sure the guys will be able to change their voices to sound like females and vice versa.
And the other way around. Yep. And several different choices from what I've heard.
So if nothing else, it's going to be exciting.
Mm-hmm. I wrote an episode of The Real Men of Norath about guys who play women.
Well, why didn't you play that one?
Let me find it.
He's going to find it.
This show has changed so much since the beginning. I used to have skits and Drunken Dwarf and Cheez-It going back and forth in time, and now I got nothing.
No, you just need to start doing some more skits again, that's all.
No, what I got? Now I got Nobrin. I got Nobrin right now.
Yeah, see where the show's gone? Now you got me.
And Nobrin's better than having Drunken Dwarf and Cheez-It. Hey! What are you talking? Oh, look, you made him cry!
Oh, hon, don't make Cheez-It cry.
Oh, no.
He gets the letters all soggy and stuff, and no.
Yeah, like anyone's actually sending him letters. Folks, yet.
Don't say that. He thinks those are new.
Folks, if you haven't noticed, there hasn't been a whole lot of new material as far as the Ask the Drunken Dwarf show on EQ Tuesday. That's because no one's sending letters.
Oh, sending letters.
Nobody has anything to ask them anymore.
If you guys have any questions, any comments, solutions, I got a solution. I got a solution for the population problem. Death penalty for parking violations.
Whoa!
No, but I am more than happy to come up with new episodes of Ask the Drunken Dwarf. But I need the questions. I mean, for the longest time, Delmon and I were keeping the show going. You know, I was doing, you know, three or four letters in a show. Two of those letters each show would be from Delmon.
Oh, no.
Just trying to keep it going. But, yeah, send the letters. We want to hear it. You can go to kithacore.org and post to the forums, or you can just email drunkendwarf@kithacore.org with your question, your comment.
Send letters where letters are sent.
Advice. He'll answer love advice.
Oh, he's good at that.
He will. He'll answer love advice like, I'm a troll in love with a Rotonga.
Ooh.
We've done that one.
Good luck.
We've done that one. It's like, me troll, and we did Rotonga, and we now have baby. What we name baby? What did we
a
name?
Mess.
What do we name the baby of a troll in a Rotonga? How about, what the hell is that?
Sweet Brill, what is that?
Sweet drunken dwarven beer. God.
I think you'd need a little bit more of that dwarven beer if you saw one.
Oh, tell me about it.
Drink until it's cute.
Drink until it's not, you know, invading my mind anymore. My brain! So, by request, here is the Real Men of Norath playing female characters to get flirting gifts.
Mysterious Ranger Productions presents The Real Men of Norath.
Real Men of Norath.
Today we salute you, Mr. Place Female Characters hoping to get flirting gifts.
Mr. Place Female Characters hoping to get flirting gifts.
When all other means of raising cash has failed, other people would give up. But you, yes, you remembered the alluring power of Wood Elf boobies.
so round Bounty Perkins.
You've sacrificed your manhood time and time again, shamelessly dancing with guys from Kinos to the Plain of Sky, just for a few silvers.
Hey, sweetie, wanna date?
You've brought shame and disgrace to your guild and friends, not to mention that poor gnome last week and what was with the gear oil.
Oh, man, that's nasty!
So please, count your silvers and gold, buy that new sword, and just pray to Tenere that your wife doesn't know how to check your chat log.
Mr. Plays, female characters hope when they get flirting gifts.
Mysterious Ranger Productions is not associated.
Ha 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 ha! Anyway.
Playing female characters hoping to get flirting gifts. I know a few people like that.
And it happens.
Oh, yeah. I suppose it's like that line in the song, Has Anyone Here Seen My Corpse?
Yep.
My name's Galadriel.
Yeah.
All right.
Give me Platt.
Oh, there. You want me to dance for you? Here you go.
Then we're back to the flash dance again.
See the maniac, maniac on the floor.
Of course, I think the most wrong thing that Sony ever did to EverQuest 1 was the female troll updates for the Legends of Yaxiva expansion, the flopping breasts.
Ugh.
They could kill someone with those things. The female trolls, the pirates anyway, you know, they didn't actually change the player character models, but these NPC female trolls would come running at you and be like,
me scary, no, it's your breasts!
It's two oranges in a sock, oh my god.
Oh, it was horrible. It was wrong. Your dev team should be ashamed of themselves. Either that or just laughing like hell.
I think that's the majority of the time, yes.
Rolian asked me, why must you remind us of such horror?
So that you never forget.
Oh, boy.
It's either that or we continue staring at his hat.
Oh.
It's hypnotic.
Rolian's hat. Just look at that thing.
That is a man's hat, I'm telling you.
Oh, that's a mighty hat! Oh, wish I had a hat like that, I'd shave off my beard! No, I wouldn't. To hell with the hat!
See what you've gotten us into. Damn, rolling in his hat. He's always picking up the chicks with that hat.
Need a theme song with a hat like that.
Aw, damn, I'm down to one thingy.
Aw, someone's throwing Brass's bread at him. You gotta love stuff like that, just silly little things. Brass's battle bread.
I think that's great stuff.
Why did I get a pet that doesn't do anything?
What pet?
Jess Cuddly Companion.
Yeah, he does.
It doesn't do anything.
He follows you around and he looks cute.
Do you have it?
Yes, let me bring it up.
Call him out?
Jess Cuddly Companion. He'll be named Thumper, because Thumper was the name of the bear that Kithagore had. Here he is.
Oh.
Let me get him away from everyone here. Come on, follow me. There you go. But that's Jess Cuddly Companion.
He is huge.
Mm-hmm. Yep, Thumper in the original EverQuest, which can be found on in the Kithagore zone, way in the back with Kithagore. It was a gigantic Kodiak, which of course really didn't do anything unless Kithagore himself was attacked.
Well, then you had Thumper to deal with.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's...
If you get hit with an area effect, mm-hmm. Okay... That pet will go in and you know, get attacked.
And get killed really fast.
I've had mine go, my hawk
no,
go
that,
in
that,
and
that was
get
your
hit.
Hawk. I've never seen the bear actually go in. The Hawk does, true. I believe. But anyway. But yeah, that's there's my little claim to fame spell in the game. Jess Cuddly Companion. Of course, all the Ranger pets were named after people who were prevalent in the Ranger community in EQ1. I remember Finn. Finn has the hunting hawk. I'll bring that up. Here we go. There's Finn's hunting hawk. And then there was Rin. I don't remember Rin, actually, but looking back, I believe she was a someone of renown in the Ranger community. And Sanadai says in the channel, what do I have? I have Delmon.
That's a bad thing?
Have you ever spent a lot of time with Delmon? I have.
I don't want to know.
Yes, Skyheart, the bears are gone. You can come on out now. Skyheart has a little phobia of bears.
So, you want to check out this new armor I just got?
Sure, let's check this out.
This is some of the armor you can get for little notes. I didn't get the helm. I didn't get the bracers. I don't see any reason why. Give me a second here to switch things out. I like my look.
You need a hotkey.
Yeah, I do, so why don't you make me one?
No, that doesn't look bad.
Well, that's not it. Will you just give me a second?
She's teasing us.
I was going to say that.
I'm stripping. There we go.
Oh, so it's the same set that Latesh has on, too.
And there you go.
Nice.
Now, I like it, except for the friggin' skirt. I don't like the skirt.
Yeah,
you look great without the skirt.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a nice set. The textures on it are really nice. There's little details on the shoulders. They say that this is very close to the Relic armor set, I guess. But it's black. So, probably something different.
I think it looks fine. So, hon, to make that hotkey, all you need to do is edit a hotkey and then drag those items into the editing space, and it'll come up automatically, equip this, equip this, equip this. But you just need to check the little checkbox that says appearance, so it doesn't replace your real armor. That's really all you need to do.
I love those arms.
Ah, Darbrin's a dragon! Kill him!
Kill the dragon!
No, he's a cute little dragon. I have a little dragon to introduce you to. He's purple and green.
Feel the wrath of my Jade Reaver. Ha, now I have two items in EQ1 and EQ2 on Jethel.
I want one of those so bad.
Those are nice.
A Jade Reaver, and I have the Tolan's Darkwood Breastplate on both characters.
Mm-hmm. I want a Jade Reaver. Go get me one.
You kidding me? We got wiped out a couple of times trying to get that. Well, it wasn't specifically for that, but I happened to win the role, so.
Mine.
Of course, the Jade Reaver was required by the Rangers Epic in
Well, the Rangers and the Druids needed it.
Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm.
It was shortly after that we, split up on our paths for their epics.
Yeah. Now he's a snowman. Damn you, GMs and your illusions.
Oh, leave him be.
Hey, I know. Can you, illusion yourself to be tracking on?
I wish I could. We had a community event here about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, and some of the developers showed up and became Trakanon, and I wish I knew how they did it. I'm going to need to see if I can wrest some of that information out of them.
Actually, my former roommate was a senior guide in EQ1. She got into trouble.
Really?
Because, she liked to wander around and roleplay with the players.
Uh-oh.
Well, she turned into something that was restricted.
Uh-oh.
There was a list of NPCs that you weren't supposed to do in public unless you had a script to do it.
See, now Trakanon might be a restricted one.
Yes, most likely a restricted one if Narbrin can't do it. But yeah, she had access to do it, and she was just screwing around with she figured out the slash command to change her appearance, and she just started going through the numbers. It wasn't, you know, it wasn't a slash illusion, you know, rat or anything like that. It was slash illusion 1, slash illusion 2. Well, she just kept going through the numbers. Well, all that stuff for the guides is logged.
Oops.
And someone found out about it. She got into trouble and was transferred to a different server.
Oops.
Yeah. I don't know exactly what she turned into, but it was something that she wasn't supposed to.
Well, if she did it in CS home, she might have been okay, but if she was out in the world, she was
out in public. I think she turned into one of the gods.
Oop.
Ooh, whoops.
Yeah, you don't do that out there.
I don't know if anyone actually saw her, but it was in the logs and someone found out.
Yeah. I would imagine at the beginning, I would imagine that like Lucan or Antonia would probably be as well as the gods, since they weren't even around yet. I would imagine they'd probably be off limits.
Actually, someone showed up at the Festival of Unity as Antonia.
at the party, at the after party thing that was going on.
Yeah, that was one of the developers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, those are some developers.
Have access,
they're the developers. They can do whatever they want.
And all we got is those hats, the masks, the Halloween masks.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I'm going to bring into everyone's memory the most horrible command that we have access to. Slash cute mode.
Oh!
Giant heads! No!
Does that still work?
It does.
For him. It doesn't force the cute mode on everybody, thank goodness.
It doesn't?
No.
Is it cute mode or just cute?
I think you can just do slash cute.
It's cute mode.
It's cute mode.
Yeah, as soon as you do that, then you see everybody else that way.
Yeah.
Yep.
I always got a kick out of that.
The bobbleheads.
God. What were you people smoking?
I think that was actually intended for like testing, so they could actually test hats and how things would work like that, so they didn't have to zoom in so far in. Then they were testing probably facial animations, things like that, since heads are so small. And to tell, I mean, if your eyes are going to be crossed, it's going to be hard to tell if your head's that small.
True. Especially on you gnomes.
But then oddly enough, they put it to live, and it's been there ever since.
I don't like it, but that's just me.
I thought that was funny. They did that for April Fool's one year. You logged in and everybody was already in cute mode.
Yes, but you had the option to turn it off. Which was good, because I wouldn't have played like that. That's just annoying. And I do have to say, although the effect of the Void Cloak is rather cool, I am not getting one.
I'm going to get one just because.
Well, I'm not getting it just because everyone else has one.
For now.
Yeah, but I might need one for filming or something later or something, so get one. I don't know.
It could be a nice collector's item, and if anything, you can get a mannequin for your home and throw it on there just for collecting.
Now, yeah. I wish, I do have that effect, the effect that Elkwin has on right now. What is it called?
It's that just that...
The Tempest-Touched Orb. Touch of the Void Tempest. Where she has, she's flickering, she's got the lightning going around. I think that's really cool. I like it, but it doesn't stick with other illusions.
What's the... let me see if it will go with the Frozen Fingers. Let's see if I can get both of them going.
Okay, because the... it looks like both of those will go, but if I... No, actually, you're...
The other one stopped as soon as it finished casting.
Because I thought it'd be really cool, with Jethel's lore of being a demon and stuff like that, I thought it'd be really cool to have the lightning flashing around him and the flaming eyes. Well, it doesn't work. Although really cool effect, it doesn't stack with other illusions.
I just killed the effect, but I don't see the other one coming back. You were going to say something? I'm sorry, Norbrin. Norbrin, we talk a lot sometimes.
Norbrin, go right ahead. I'm just watching.
He likes to watch.
Got the illusion voyeur here.
Oh, look at Rial's cloak. That's really cool. What is that?
That cloak and the halo is pretty nice.
That is nice.
Isn't that a spell? The halo?
The halo either is a spell or a charm or something like that.
I've never seen that cloak before. That must be an L-O-N something.
Let's see. That is the... Oh, Oathbreaker. So, yeah, that would be an L-O-N cloak. Cloak of the Oathbreaker.
The artists on the team right now are cracking out some seriously awesome cloaks. I'm seeing them go through as they get approved by the system. And, oh, my God, they're crazy good.
I am so glad they got cloaks, and they're so cool. We've wanted them for so long.
It isn't just the basic red or green or blue, wherever it may be. You're actually getting... I mean, all it is just a texture, but man, the texture they're getting out of those is awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do look really nice. I don't like them myself. Don't get me wrong, I like the clothes, I think they look great. But for Jethel, they just don't work, because Jethel likes to show off his ass.
And your bow.
Mm-hmm. And my bow. You can't equip the bow and a cloak at the same time.
Yeah. That is a pretty nice bow you got there.
Of course it is. My bow.
I got a better one.
Yeah, you're also level 80. I have more important things to do than that. Oh, that reminds me.
This is my bow of choice.
Ooh.
That is a nice one. That looks really nice. Why don't you go ahead and link that in the chat channel?
Wow. That is nice.
That's that one.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, I got one of those waiting for me in...
But there's supposed to be a better bow even yet than our epic bow in the Shard of Hate.
So, yes, I'm going to make a little announcement here. Just because we got talking about the bows, that actually leads to something else. Eloquent and I are to be handfasted on the 4th of July.
Outstanding.
For anyone who doesn't know, that's kind of a pagan wedding celebration. Unfortunately, it doesn't make us legally married. We'll take care of that with the Justice of the Peace or something like that later.
That's just a piece of paper later. This is the only ceremony I'm going to go through. Right. I've done the other route, so mm-hmm. I want something a little more meaningful. So I'm going to get a lot of people are going to say, but the other one's meaningful too.
It depends on the...
Oh, yeah. So we are to be hand-fasted on the 4th of July, which is pretty close to what, my...
Our anniversary is the 12th. 11th and 12th of
July. How long have I been here?
Well, you asked me to marry you last year, and you were here for the year before that.
So this makes my third year here.
Yes.
Okay. Lost track of time.
Well, it's easy. When you're having fun.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we're to be here. And so I am, Elquin and I are combined, making the cake ornament. The little thing that goes on top of the cake. You know, some people have bride and groom, something like that. I have the rain collar.
Yeah, he made it.
I've carved the rain collar out of balsa wood.
Ooh.
And it's not quite done being painted, but it's going to be done by the time the ceremony comes around. And I'm going to take pictures of it and share it on kithacore.org. But
you
gotta
get
I actually
trees
carved,
and the arrows going.
Yep. So I've actually carved out the rain collar.
That's awesome.
I think it looks pretty well. Well, Elquin and I met in EverQuest 1.
Yeah. We knew each other in online, in-game. We have two visits to the... me to the East Coast and you to the West Coast for, 2 years? Going on 2 years?
Yeah, it was like 2 years. And she came out to see me, and I came out here to see her. Almost a year apart from each other.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I liked it out here and decided to move. And
so there you have it.
Very good. You said there's going to be pictures and everything, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Can't wait.
Going to be a real nice time.
And we're not doing formal wear, but I do have a bohemian...
We're getting dressed up in, Ren Faire type of...
Yeah, but not totally, because it's July out here, and it does get to be hot.
Mm-hmm.
So we're doing Ren-type shirts and shorts.
Yes. My stuff should be arriving pretty soon. I think hers came in like yesterday or something like that. So, yes, if I can... You know what, though? My video camera does not work. I tried it. I got nothing but static on being recorded, so I don't know. So, we're going to have to... I don't know. Maybe Tim has a camera he can bring up here. But I would like to get some video and post it on kithacore.org or YouTube or something like that. Delmon is apparently not listening. We are not getting married at the fanfare.
Maybe next year. I don't know. We'll be already married by then.
Mm-hmm.
Another wedding at another fanfare.
Another place, another time.
Are they doing weddings again this year?
Not that I've heard. But it was kind of a surprise to a lot of folks that it happened last year.
Hmm. But that's something
I think
I would
you guys should do.
I would love that myself.
Went over so well.
Mm-hmm. But of course, you know, I will speak for myself on this one. If I were to get dressed up, you know, in EverQuest-type gear, I would look like a really big ogre. I'm 6'3", 350 pounds. I'm a big guy.
You could go as a hill giant.
I am no elf. People ask me for my real-life picture sometimes, and I'm an ogre. Who knows? Yeah, like Elkwin said, I can be the hill giant. I do have the big bushy beard. I do have to make an announcement. We have been skipping the dings of the night the last couple of weeks, but I do have to do this one. Rolian has hit level 80.
Yay!
Congratulations, Rolian. Let's give him a ding.
Ding of the night.
Welcome Woo-hoo. To the land of no more dings.
I think I'm the president of land of no more dings right now. Let's see. Let me check my events calendars here. Let's see. Who else is ding? Let's see. Aphemane is a level 25 ranger. What else we got here? Angela Coria dinged the 34 today. Was it yesterday? Yeah, that's today. Bones is a level 27 warlock. Did you see Bones at the guild meeting?
No.
She is so cute. She's a little fae, and she's all white.
Really?
She's all white with her hair done up in a ponytail. That is the cutest damn thing I've ever seen. She's absolutely adorable.
I have a question, just in general, not to anybody in particular, but how come in the clockwork form I have gas?
That's exhaust.
That's exhaust.
Are you sure? It's gas. I have gas. I'm running around letting little gas smokes and little electrical sparks going off.
Now, of course, my question is, if you're a clockwork, why are you having exhaust? Clockworks are supposed to be wind-up.
She's got the fire in her belly, though.
Yeah, see? There's a little... Look at my tummy. Look at my belly.
Look at my belly.
Well, we have a question in the chat channel here. We have a question for Nobrin. With Kat Neri having moved on, who will now wear the AB outfit?
I have no clue. I know that...
The Antonia Vale model is no longer with us?
That was Kat.
She had done it in the past. I don't think it had been every year, though.
Ah.
No, she did it the last couple of years, I think.
Yeah.
And a darn good one, too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. She certainly was.
I've seen the pictures. That had to have been my best moment from the agency.
When you had the hot agency chicks, Larry?
I'm just sitting there. I'm talking to Brass from thebrass.com. I'm talking to Brass. All of a sudden, the agency models come over, and they're all over me. I'm like, hello. And then I see Elquin off at the doorway, just giggling away. She asked them to come over and embarrass the hell out of me or something like that. She started taking pictures.
You loved every minute of it.
Damn right I did.
We do have a vote from Domino that Grimwell should be in the Antonia outfit.
Will he shave his legs?
Oh my God!
He would. It would look okay.
There's humor for humor's sake, but I think that is just terribly scary.
We'd have Brenlo do it, but he's already busy emceeing, so you know.
We could get Brenlo inside one of those little tiny pink shirts at the last fanfare. I really don't think we're getting Grimwell inside the little skimpy, the skimpy Antoni outfit.
Oh, good lord!
And I've seen it, and I don't know. It would take some pretty hefty alteration, I'll say politely.
Although he makes a great Bixie.
Brenlo?
Oh, Brenlo?
Yeah. Yes, he was. You don't know this, but maybe you do. When they came up to Seattle to do the fanfare, Brenlo was in charge of the guides. And he was part of the live event. And he was down in the lobby doing conga lines in a Bixie outfit.
Yep.
Antennas and everything. You know
the
this?
Whole kit.
Yes. It's
the whole kit and caboodle.
People have pictures of this out there. I know I do somewhere.
I know at another fanfare, he was dressed up as a will-o-wisp.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah. How the hell do you dress up like a will-o-wisp?
They wrapped him in, I think it was iridescent plastic wrap.
Oh, God. I'm not going to make any comments about him already being round. I love Brenlo. I love Brenlo. He's a great guy.
But he makes a great will-o-wisp in Bixie.
Mm-hmm. 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 As I'm sure I would as well.
Now, have you done any live events yet?
No, I have not. I have not. I've been, as a player, I've been to one fanfare, and I've worked on this side of things at two fanfares, and each time I've been running around like a chicken with my head cut off.
Mm. They need to stick you in the live event. Clockwork. Put you in a clockwork outfit.
I'll just stand around jittering with steam come out of my rear. Yes.
You know, all you'll need to do really is just put on some kind of silly hat, kneel down and put like those half shoes on you, you know, like Conway used to do. What the hell was his name? I mean, you know what a dwarf. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Jim Conway.
Yes, Tim Conway.
And Tim Conway. Yeah.
Put the little half shoes on your knees, kneel down with a big wrench. And there's Nobrin.
There we go.
That is cool.
I'm going to have to really look for a huge wrench anyhow, because that would just be awesome to have.
Mm-hmm.
That'll just be my thing.
Well, I'm sure you
can always make one out of foam.
Yeah, you can do there something like that. I was a professional DJ back east, and you can get big inflatable tools and stuff like that. So if I happen to, I still get those catalogs at work every once in a while.
Sorry, I'm having bad pictures of Nobrin going around asking for his wrench to be blown up. Sorry.
My mind's still stuck on the idea of you getting a catalog for inflatable tools. I don't know where my head's at.
It's a party catalog. Party catalog.
That's what they're called. Okay.
Although I do have to say it's really disturbing. Seeing a bunch of drunken wedding guests with inflatable microphones, your fake microphones, you know, doing like air karaoke, and I'm sorry, but they look like adult novelty items. Okay.
Ew.
Here, really, it's a microphone.
Yes.
Why is it vibrating? It's battery powered. Yeah.
It's a massage tool too, honest. Get it on your shoulders.
Disha from the Vagabond Knights is right behind Narber. She is so cute.
She is.
Look at that cute little mouse. Mousey. She's just a little white mouse with a big old spoon. Look at that spoon.
And she decorates a mean restaurant, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Yes, she does.
I got to go to one a while back, and oh my lord, it was nice.
That's right. You also do
the Hungry Gnome.
The Hungry Gnome.
Yeah, I haven't done one for a while, but I've got a library of places built up. So if I visited your place and you're still wondering, yes, you're still in my library, and you still may be coming out sooner or later.
Oh, Narbrin, follow me down to the basement. I want you to check. I want you to check out my concert hall.
Okay.
You know, it's not exactly, you know, a for an orchestra or something like that, but it's more along the lines of, you know, I have my little parody band.
Okay.
So here's my kitchen and dinette area. I think I did a great job with the dinette there.
That is nice.
Look, I mean, look at the oven. The turkey is in the oven.
Oh, it is. Look at that. It amazes me whenever I go to player restaurants and player homes, and I look around, and it amazes me. And sometimes I really wonder if folks, if the developers who designed the household items, if they even imagined in any way, shape, or form that folks would be adding these items together to make these things.
Probably not. Because it always amazes me what people come up with.
Mm. I go around and just randomly visit people's houses just to get ideas.
Mm-hmm.
So here's my concert hall. Got a little stage set up, curtains, I got, you know, little stools, and behind us is the bar.
Very nice.
And of course, these little things lining the edge of the
uh-huh.
of the stage is the visitors.
Yeah, somebody stuffed their pockets the last time they were there.
When Grimwell invited us over for the after party for the Festival of Unity, I grabbed as many as I could. The visitor's token.
Yeah, are you happy to see me, or is that a...
visitor's token in your pocket. And
yeah.
See, and hon, have you seen? I have a mic stand.
I thought that was your pole dancing thing.
Well, you know, if I can get a few more of these things, I'd like to have a pole for pole dancing.
Well, I can bring mine over, but that's about it. That'll only bring you up a little higher, but not all the way.
But I figured this thing here would make a great mic stand. Now, I don't know what you were using for the mic before, but it's not here.
Well, it's a Heritage Quest item, I believe. No. L&L. I don't know. Forgot which one. It's
okay.
Not that hard to do. Just got to get you to go out and do it.
Okay. So, yeah. So, I need a mic for on top of the pole. And then, of course, we have the backstage lounge.
Ooh.
No, when you started ripping everything apart, I took my mic back.
Oh, okay. I was wondering why I couldn't find it.
Well, I didn't want to get it lost.
And this is my broadcast area. As soon as I ever finish making it up, a little broadcast area. Just sit behind the desk. Here we go. I used to have the mic right there on the desk.
And you used to have the far back machine in here too, or way back. Yeah, far back machine.
Yep, I have all the materials for the far back machine in my backpacks right now, actually.
All right.
And then, I'm sure Rolian would say, as I've invited many people to, it's my bedroom. Jethel's such a whore. No, whore, I'm a slut. Whores do it for money.
I have a better bedroom than you.
Well, mine's simple. You know, mine's comfy for Jethel.
Mine has a hot tub.
I need to get a big hot tub. So,
but the nice bed, it's the chains that kind of worry me, though.
Oh, don't worry, Narvin. You're not my type. I don't do gnomes.
That would go around my midsection. That's a big pick.
Those are huge chains.
Those are ogre chains you got there.
Would that bring a new meaning to swinging the gnome?
Yikes.
So it doesn't bother anyone that I have a casket under the bed?
I don't ask questions. I just smile and I nod.
And, of course, here's one of those new partitions. I just threw it in here because I wanted it out of the way, basically. And, I don't know. It's okay for, like, changing behind. Actually, you can't. I can't get behind it from here. One of those new partitions.
I think those are cool, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, of course, I can just do this. And now everyone's trapped in my room. You are all trapped. There. So, I'm nowhere near done. You know, I have to, balance my time. Do I want to level? Do I want to, do I want to do trade skills? Or do I want to role play? Or do I want to decorate my house? Well,
you can always do a little of each.
Sometimes you can't do one without the other. I cannot decorate my house anymore unless I, like, really bother Elquin to start making stuff for me, or I go out and hunt and start getting some gold. But yeah, most of my stuff, I mean, this house used to be loaded. But unfortunately, well, not unfortunately, we moved the guild hall out of my house into Gorrowind, and there went 3/4 of my stuff. So what do you think of the, like, 2 areas I do have done?
Not That's really? Good.
Oh, I thought I lost you there for a minute.
Oh, no.
Now, upstairs, there's, like, nothing in the bedroom here, but upstairs what I want to do is get Elquin's alt, Crema, to make me a bunch of walls, and I'm going to have a labyrinth.
Ooh, very nice.
It's Jethel's labyrinth.
I make another hot tub for up there.
Yep, and there's going to be a hot tub in the center of the labyrinth.
And we're going to heat it like I've got mine heated. And not with fire. It's got steam coming off.
It's Bones! Look at her. She's so cute!
Aww.
Isn't she cute? You get Disha and Bones in the same shot. It's just cute! Uh-oh, they're staring each other down. I think there's going to be a cute-off.
She is. She's very pretty.
I love that outfit on her, too. Although I have to say, the cloth pants kind of makes the butt look big. And that's not, you know, saying that her butt is big. I'm saying that particular style of pants makes everyone's butt look big.
Well, I can make her a white dress if she wants, or a blue dress that color. I think I've got can do one that way.
Hmm. Oh, people are asking what my address is. Just go to South Kinos on the Antonia Vale server. It's the very last house before you hit the Kinos docks. I'm not sure what the actual number of the house is.
Or if anything, send me a tell. I'll summon you.
All right, send a tell to Nobrin. That's G-N-O-B-R-I-N, and he'll summon you here to my house. Mm-hmm. Big old online gaming radio party in Jethel's house. Unfortunately, there's no party stuff up here.
No, we got all the booze at my house.
Yeah. Yeah, summon us over to Elquin's house. She has the booze. Oh, and you want to, here. Brent. There. Send a tell to Nobrin. Nobrin, say something in the channel and they can just click on your name and send a tell automatically.
He might be a little bit busy at the moment.
Oh, yeah, he's probably summoning people like crazy. You're gonna crash
my
house!
You get to come here, and you get to come here, and you get to come here.
I already got one person who was asking, so I just grabbed him anyways.
Come here!
Do you want to come here? I guess not. Oh, well.
You have been summoned by the gnome. The gnome of doom.
One of these days, I'm just going to do an entire show as Lugan.
Oh, no.
That's actually been requested. The first time I did the Lugan laugh, someone requested, hey, you ought to do an entire show like that. Maybe one day I will.
Oh, no.
But what
Not after what I went through with him.
But what would Lucan have to say? That's the only problem. You know, he
Where's
just,
Coyote and how can I find him?
No!
He's still got the hots for Coyote.
Oh. Lucan, the cross-dressing overlord.
Who has a thing for Karens? I just want to know if he wants to shave him or not. Shave the Karen.
Oh, shaving Karen.
Jeez it.
I still think it's funny what I do to you, what I do to you at night sometimes. I'll just be lying there and I'll go.
Oh no, dwarf, you're in the bed again.
No, Helgen, why are you in my bed?
You're in my bed.
No!
Oh.
And then I'll like pop my head up. I mean, not my head up. I'll pop my arm up. So like Cheez-Its in the bed. Hey, you guys, shut up. I'm trying to sleep.
Cheez-It! Oh my God, get your tail out of there.
I'm insane. Clearly.
Then my kid bangs on the wall. God sakes, I'm a child in here.
He does.
They got a raid in there. What's going on?
Wait a minute. Are you bringing people here to raid my house? Oh God, he's got some kind of command that's going to make me an NPC. I know it.
No. That'd be cool, though.
It would.
If there is, I don't know it.
Of course. Of course, it wouldn't matter. Rolian would just kill me with one attack. Jeez. This is the reason I do not duel in EverQuest 2. In EverQuest 1, I was undefeated until they gave Shadow Knights pets. When they gave Shadow Knights pets and the pet could harm touch 2, I was done.
Well, he's another scout.
He is a dirge, and he's got this damn whirling blade attack or something like that. He hit it, and I went down to like 10% in one attack. I'm like, oh, that's it, I'm dead.
I could try him.
Okay, duel between Elkman Jenna and Rolian. I don't know if Rolian's there. He is there. Come on, Rolian. Duel Elkman Jenna. Let's see it happen. I don't know.
Hey,
Gerd, Swashbuckler. I don't know.
Wait a second. Wait a second.
Buff up.
I don't have all my...
It's the fight of the century. Rolian right, Noble Soul versus Elkman Jenna Silverwing. Who will win?
Oof. Wow.
Well, they're fighting.
I'm just seeing numbers everywhere.
Yep, Elkman Jenna's going down.
Oh.
Yep. I'm telling you.
Did I do any damage on him? No. See, I can't.
You
do
did.
It.
You did.
You got him done. You got him done almost half. Almost.
Yeah.
Almost. I'm the same level as him.
I'm telling you, he hits that whirling blade attack and it's all over. There's just no coming back from that. So you might want to pass that on to the devs. I think the swashbucklers are way overpowered.
Oh, Lord.
We need class balance. Let's bring the class balance wars of EverQuest 1 to EverQuest 2.
Well, I did stun him long enough to get back up. Rangers just don't do toe-to-toe.
That's what we need.
I need room.
That's what we need. If nothing else, we need it for the GMs, just because it would be funny. A Nerf bat.
A Nerf bat?
An item called the Nerf bat. Matter of fact, I think it should come standard with every Ranger. As soon as you create your character, you know, you have like a little bit of food, you have your starting armor. Hey, what's this bat? You equip the bat and you lose everything. And all your skills return to number one. What do you think?
There you go.
I thought they already did that, Jethro.
It almost sounds like an AA reset ability.
That's you go.
Nerf bat.
And items you can respect your AAs. We call it.
But
the
with
nerf.
Rangers.
What's
but
that?
With Rangers, it just with Rangers though when they use them, it just never comes back.
I respected recently, and I'm actually spreading myself out this time. I'm not maxing out in one specific category. Let's see, where are my achievements here? There we go. You know, of course, I have the agility line all maxed out in the Predator, but in the Ranger one, I got it all over the place. I have the extension for the crit increase. I have the befriend animal, and I have the double arrow going. Unfortunately, I don't think there's a, you know, I'm going to cap out at 70. I don't know when it goes up. Or does it go up? Do you get more than 70 in the Ranger achievements on? Okay, then
you get a total of 140, 70 in each.
Okay. So I'm probably not going to be able to get the other two going. Because I've only got 8 slots left. So.
No, but you have the mirror downstairs that you can save one aspect and then set up another line, you know?
So how many people do I have in my house right now? 14. Is that all? Oh, well.
I didn't get a lot of tells.
Send the tells
to the next time I duel, I'm going to have everybody get off to the side. A little confusing.
Now, I like that flaming effect. What is that? That, Meliana. What Meliana has. That's cool. But what is she? She's a berserker, so that's probably a berserker thing.
I mean, if you have that, you should be running around in circles.
Put him out! Put him out!
Yeah, that is, that's a racial trait, I believe. I thought.
No, not racial. She said it was a level 50 berserker spell.
Okay.
Now, how come rangers can't get, like, you know, falling leaves or something? Actually, that'd be more of a druid thing.
That's a warden thing.
Wardens and furies get that
dust cloud.
Well, when I was bringing Cheese it up, and he was a bruiser, I thought I saw one of his things that he gets to pick.
No, he's a swashbuckler.
It was a fire that was a burning type thing.
It might be one of the songs, I don't know.
But if anybody wants to check out my place, it's over on Aeolus Lane. And I believe it's, what's Zan's? Hers is 3, I think, or is it 5?
Oh, I don't know.
Anyway, mine does not have a porch on it. There's only 2 houses up there.
So yeah, you can visit El Quinjena's house on Illyrissi Lane?
Yeah, Illyrissi Lane, I'm sorry.
Illyrissi Lane, it's one of the 2 houses you can enter there. You know what I really wish they would have done with the spare houses and stuff like that? You should be able to go into every house and just wander. I think that would be kind of cool. You could in EverQuest 1. If there was
the ones that were not designated as housing, there's nothing to them?
Right, right. You should be able
to go inside. Well, they would add it to the graphics, too, of the zone.
Yeah. Well, you know, like, if you go into EQ1, go to Freeport, you can go in any one of those places.
It looks like mine is number 8. Oop, okay. There's another duel going on.
Oh, God, Zan and Rolian again. It was so close the last time.
Zan kicked my butt so bad.
Now, see, the problem
is, I couldn't get up off the ground.
You see, the problem is, Rolian is running in circles, so Zan can't be facing him.
Yep. That's the trick. I don't duel that much, but... Yeah, you do that in the middle of a duel, and they can't get you.
Yeah.
And you see how Zan is on the floor there before she got up? I literally could not get up.
Oh.
I was stuck on the floor. I was dragging my little body all over the floor.
And looks like
he beat you.
Looks like
she beat that down.
Looks like we might have a duel starting between Riald and Angela Coria.
I'm going to get out of the way because I know that standing over in the area where people are doing is very distracting.
Right, so don't stand in a place where you see people doing it. It's very distracting.
Well, yeah, and messy too. God, you know.
Unless, of course, they want you to watch. Then,
or join in doing it.
Right. You know, out in the wild. I did actually catch some... I actually caught a couple cybersexing the other day.
You're going to get a lot more when Vivox hits live servers.
Oh, boy.
Whoa!
Oh,
I'm sure. Term. I'm sure. No, I was, what was it? I was out in Thundering Steps doing something. I think I was trying to forage some stuff. Or not forage, but harvest some items for a quest. Oh, yeah, I was doing the, for the table setting. And I was doing that. I'd see a couple over there, over by the beach, over by where Windfeather spawns. And just being awfully quiet. And as I walk away, he mistelled.
Oh.
In just regular tell. Luckily for him, it wasn't a shout or OOC or something like that. But, But yeah, you mistell. And I'm like, ooh. And so I sat down. I sat down and just started watching. I was emoting. I was doing emotes and stuff like that, saying I was enjoying the show and taking out a bowl of popcorn and munching on my popcorn.
And then shortly after that, you did another song.
Yeah, and shortly after that, I did the Cybertex Mistel song. So I wasn't actually watching the duel. How close was the fight between Angela Corey and Rial? If anyone was actually watching it.
I don't think
it was very close. I think Rial just pretty much stood there.
I see.
Ganzan? She's going to kick my butt.
Delmon sends a comment by way of the chat channel going, I swear, Jethel, when that happened, she told me she was level 18.
Okay, watch Zan plant me into the frown.
Oh god, a ranger versus a monk, are you insane?
We'll see what happens.
Alright, Zan and I versus El Quinjena. Angela Coria and Bones are going at it too.
What? Oops.
Oh, you got her at a distance. You might have a chance here. Run! Run!
Oh, no.
Run! Don't get into arm length of her.
Oh,
it's getting close here. Zan might be going down. Zan might be going down. It's close. You got to remember, monks have that heal.
She said no buffs. No buffs.
Oh, she's buffless. Oh, no.
Oh, that's why.
24. At least I got her down into the red this time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, good. You had no buffs. I had a chance.
So score one for what? What? Oh.
Yep. See, she... Look at me.
Oh, God. You're stuck.
Stop, Red. Help me. See, she beat me so bad. Where are you? Look at me. Oh, is that really
her animation?
I can see up your pants. No, I'm just kidding.
That's weird. You're standing up on mine.
Oh, really?
Really?
I'm looking at her, and her animation is stuck laying down.
How many in Jethel's house see me still planted onto the floor?
It is kind of funny, though. I think that would be really funny if you had like a zombie form.
Some of them are seeing me standing, and some of them...
That's weird.
Try coming up onto the edge here, because it looks like everyone who's around you there.
Try jumping, hon. Did that work? Nope. Still laying down.
No, I just levitate my little body up and down.
Try casting a spell. Maybe the spell animation will help you on that one.
Well, that didn't work.
That's weird.
Oh, it did.
Well, you see, to me and Jethel, I'm stuck on the floor. I can take you a screenshot of this. It's hilarious.
That's unusual.
I'm still in the death movement, but some people see me still standing. So, who knows?
She's still standing.
The only time I've ever seen it break is like when Zan left the building. As soon as she left, I was okay. I stood up. So let's try some of these here, and we'll see what happens. I'll even change form and see what happens.
Yeah, you're buffing. That's...
Cool. Yeah, but on my screen and Jethel's, I'm on the floor, aren't I, hon?
Yeah, you're still lying down on my screen.
Yeah, well, good place for me.
Are you getting the buff icons?
Yeah, but I'm not seeing anything else.
Just a glitch.
It's a graphic glitch. And it doesn't happen to everybody, since... Half the people in here see me standing, but we got some in here that see me down, too. All right, well, let's try changing,
maybe if you try kicking her. Everyone kick her.
No! Stop it. Let's try the, oh, my God.
What the hell was that? Clockwork.
I changed it to clockwork, and I'm little parts all over the floor.
because you're still stuck in your death?
In mine. But do you see me as a clockwork, or do you see me as little parts on the floor?
I see you as a clockwork.
I see you as parts on the floor.
Okay.
That's
fine.
Let's
try something different.
If you zone, you'll probably come back.
Well, like I said, the last time this happened, I was following Xan out. The minute she zoned, I stood up.
Did you try to sit and stand?
Yeah, that's not working. Not to me.
Oh, well.
Okay,
so Elkman is dead on the floor.
Yes.
To half of us, anyway.
Yeah, dead
to dead
me.
Moppet look at like? Oh, dead Moppet's funny.
Dead Moppet's hide.
I'll chase her. Where's she at? She hates Billy. Where's she at?
Chase Zan. Oh, chase Zan.
It's Billy. Mama!
Let's see if maybe somebody will break you out of it.
Hmm. Somebody did. Yep, I'm broken out of it.
Yay!
Oh, everybody's gonna go chase her in Billy outfits.
Okay, time to go to Billy form.
She hates Billy.
Billy.
Oh, this is terrible of us. Yep, I'm back to normal.
Billy,
thank you for fixing it. Oops.
How come Billy doesn't have a dance emote?
I don't know.
Billy needs a dance emote.
Just flop around or something.
Or just move back and forth. I'm doing the cha-cha.
That is kind of creepy because there's a bunch of you standing around and it's kind of like Children of the Corn in here.
Well, I'm hoping... Well, probably the idea will get stolen before I can do it, but I'd like to do Attack of the Billies. Get enough people in Billy form and have them all over. I don't know. I haven't figured out yet.
There you go. It's like the old school EQ, the Drunken Gnome runs.
Oh, yeah. God.
Drunken Billy runs.
Drunken Billy runs. That would be funny.
Now, that's something they should add to the drunk effect in EQ2. In EQ1, not only did your vision get all screwed
up. Vision?
Yeah. Hey, I'm drunk up here. But you actually moved from side to side.
Which made Kellethan so much fun.
Oh, yeah.
Your speech also went into intoxication mode, too.
Yes, your speech got all messed up.
It was funnier than heck. You could tell when your guildmates have been drinking in games, like, huh? What did you just say? You've been drinking again?
Oh,
no.
I do remember, I don't know if it was a joke or not, if they actually tried it or not, but making it so that... like ogre and troll females turned into high elf females.
Oh, that would be funny.
That would be really funny. Drink until she's cute.
Well, there's that drink that the provisioners can make that turns evil into good illusions. You know.
Hmm. You know what I miss?
What?
My jelly beans.
Yeah, you haven't gotten any of those lately.
I need my jelly beans. See, that's why we're having so many dead spots on the air and stuff. I'm missing my jelly beans. I'm not on the sugar high. Now we have tons of Billies. Billies everywhere. Billies are fun, Xanadi. Come,
We had more Billies down at Windstalker. They covered her.
Everyone run around Xan. Billy. I know what would be really fun. Doing some kind of Billy parody to the music from Dare to be Stupid by Weird Al. Party like Billy.
You've been needing to make a Billy song for a long time, so there you go. Start writing that down.
But I have an Antonia Bale song. Have you ever heard my Antonia Bale song?
No.
Oh, Antonia Bale's got a great rap. Has a great rack. If you try to touch her face, you'll smack. It's strong and firm, protects you from attack, and holds all the weapons in the closet in the back. It's a weapons rack. Or was your mind? It's called Antonia's Rack. We haven't played that in a while.
Drunk Dwarf saying that.
Yes. So we have tigers and billies.
Tigers and Billies? Oh, my.
Tigers and Billies and Fey Girls? Oh, my. Fey Girls. They're cute. Look at her. Look at Angela Currier with her little halo. It is really kind of almost disturbing seeing a black and white Fey with dark eyes with a halo. It's like she should be evil, shouldn't she? Oh, now she's flirting.
Not necessarily.
She's flirting with Bones!
Latesh said in chat that you should do that, the Billy thing in a Benny Hill theme. That'd be hilarious. It's like the Stewie Naughty Party.
That would be funny.
But yes, we need a naughty party. Blast! Damn you, woman! Stewie is so wrong. You gotta love the Stewie, though. Okay, well, we got a few minutes left here. Wait a minute, I'm getting a tell here. Adest says I should do a lore parody songs for the lore devs. I already have a lore. I have several lore songs, actually.
You need one for Nobrin. Nobrin needs his own song.
Uh-oh.
Oh, but everybody says that. Everyone says, you need to make one for Grimwell. You need to make one. I made one for Smedley. I made one for Denmother. I made one for Blackguard. Was it Blackguard?
Yes.
Yes. Made one for Blackguard. Made one for Delmon.
Oh, did you ever finish the block party music that you were going to do?
No, I didn't.
I have to get back on you on that one. You're looking for theme music. When is the block party down there? Do you know, Nobrin?
During Comic-Con.
Which is?
Oh, shoot. I think it's like 33 days, I think is where it is.
Oh, boy. So I suppose I want to submit...
In 33 days?
Yes.
So if I want to submit some music for that, I suppose I...
You need to get on the steak.
It is going to be a big one this year.
It's going to be a big one on the steak?
Mm-hmm. Big one on the steak. As soon as we announce who's going to be there.
Who's going to be there?
Ba-ba-ba! You'll have to find out.
And you can find out by listening to the podcast! The podcast has great honor.
I don't know.
What?
Oh, I just brought up the project I was working on for that. I don't even remember what. Oh, I was doing a parody to Let's Get It Started.
You just didn't like it because I told you that they kind of wanted something that would be Rock Band playable too.
Oh, right, right.
I still think you need to finish what you're doing because it's good on its own.
Well, let me save this to an MP3, and I'll play what I have, and the audience here can tell me if I should continue it or if it's just a lost cause.
Can you hear it, Nobrin? Do you got Winamp?
I don't have it up right now, but I can.
Yeah, go ahead. I think he's doing pretty good with it.
Right, let me save this, and then I'll broadcast it, and. People can tell me if I should continue or if it's just a lost cause.
So you, the audience, get to choose.
You, the audience, will choose if Jethel continues or trashes the whole project. Just a few more seconds here. 75%, 80%, 85%. There we go. That's saved. I'll close it now. Now I will load it for broadcast. There it is. Let me load this up in the broadcast software. And Nobrin, do you have Winamp going?
No, I don't.
Okay. Well,
shoot.
We'll leave it up to the audience then.
Awesome.
So here it is. I mean, it's not done. I mean, it has the same chorus throughout it, so I've got the choruses done and, like, the first verse. So here we go, Sony Block Party.
Sony Online Block Party.
And we all keep logging, logging, and logging, logging,
and logging, logging, and logging, logging, and logging, logging, and logging, logging, and logging, logging, and logging, logging.
And virtual lives we recognize. Hours to years, laughing, joy, and tears. Booting up, logging in, the journey begins. So we're sold, friends are new and old adventures to be told. Tripping up without inhibition. Being on a quest, rent, rate, a secret mission. When we load it up, they cry and moan. Bosses in the mic are about to get on. Casting new,
blowing out,
kicking ass,
fade out.
Are you from my station pass?
Sony Online Entertainment. Boot it up, get gaming.
Sony Online,
Sony
Block Party.
Get in their world.
It's Sony Block Party started
in here.
Agents and halflings and Wookiees all up in here. It's Sony Online Block Party started right here. The elves and pirates, Jedi and dwarves drinking beer.
Hey.
Sony Online Entertainment, boot it up, get gaming.
Sony Online,
Sony
Block Party.
Get in their world.
It's Sony Online,
yeah.
Block Party started
right
in here. Agents and halflings,
yeah.
And Wookiees all up
right
in here. It's Sony Online,
yeah.
Block Party started right here. The elves and pirates,
yeah.
Jedi and dwarves drinking beer.
Okay, well, that's the what I have of the Sony Online Block Party song. I don't know.
Go for it.
Yeah. I'd say go finish it.
You didn't even hear it.
Well, I know what you've done before.
All right.
Like I said, when it was playing, I agree with that one person in channel that the very beginning of it's a little odd, but...
What? Cheez-It trying to sing like a...
like a black girl.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry. What do you want me to do? I'm only one person.
Out of time.
Contrary to some people's belief, I don't have a band. It's me, myself, and I, and a bunch of voices that I come up with, and instrumental MP3s. That's pretty much it. Me, myself, and I. Yeah, it's me, myself,
and I.
And I get to sleep with all three of them.
Oh, yeah. You know, we like the wood elf women. Ho, ho!
Actually, dwarf, you shouldn't do that. Brass will get jealous.
Oh, she ain't here. What's she gonna do, hit me with the bread?
That's Den Mom hits people with bread.
No. Brass has the battle bread.
Oh, yeah, she does have battle bread. I forgot about that.
Brass has the battle bread. Den Mom has trail mix.
And a rolling pin of doom.
Well, the rolling pin of doom is a theoretical weapon, not an actual weapon in the game. Brass's battle bread is real. Matter of fact, someone around here, I think it's Latesh actually, has been pelting Rolian with it. And there is Den Mother's Trail Mix. And Nobrin, of course, has his wrench now.
Yay!
Yay, Nobrin wrench! Woo!
Yay!
So how do we get that wrench? Is that a LON thing, or...?
No, that's part of the world events going on right now.
Oh!
But you can't, we can't wield it.
Why not?
Can't
wield it. It's a blunt item.
Right.
It's a blunt item. Rangers can't wear it.
One-headed crushing. Oh.
Now, see, that's something I've also mentioned to the devs and stuff when I've been at events, is I really wish there was a slot for your weapons in the appearance slot.
Yeah, that's one thing that's been really asked for. I don't know if it could ever happen, though.
Well, it's been my understanding from talking to the development team, it's a problem with the animation.
Yeah.
If you have a whip, you know, equipped in the show shot, you know, but you have an actual sword, there's a different motion for the two, isn't there?
Yeah.
Or
it's like
between
one-handed weapons to two-handed weapons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's just a animation issue.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Well, you know what? It's 9 o'clock.
It is?
It is. It's actually past 9 o'clock now.
Do you know something? We did this whole show without taking one break.
It's because we rock.
That's because we had Nobrin with us.
That's right. We had to take a break with Den Mom.
Oh, no.
No. We cannot blame Den Mom at all. She needed that break. Her headphones were killing her. I mean, if I wear my headphones for hours at a time, my ears really start hurting. But
yeah.
Oh, I'm still Billy. Take that off.
It's too much of a good time.
Too much of a good time being Billy. Billy has no honor.
You're playing with your Billy again.
I need to turn up the bass on that.
All the Klingons know Billy has no honor.
He has more dials up there than I do.
No, I got the same thing you do, actually. I just turned up my bass.
Well, which one's the bass?
Well, you have mic inputs 1 and 2, and then mic equalizer. And you have bass and treble.
Oh!
So we can make everyone think that there's something wrong with their speakers.
Oh, no, they blew a tweeter! As if there's anything, as if there's actually something.
So what happens to my voice if I change this one?
I don't know what you do.
No.
See, this is the kind of thing that happens, you know, toward the end of the show. We just start screwing around.
What about that?
Yeah, you brought up your bass on that one.
Just got throatier all of a sudden.
He's throatier. I still like this one.
Throatier.
This is what happens when he throws me down into the hole.
Well, sometimes you need to be thrown into the hole. I'm sorry. I don't make the rules. I simply enforce them. Hey, wait a minute. I know. Let me get my Billy form back up, but I want to hide the illusions. Maybe Nobrin knows. Do you know of anything that would make me taller but not change my form? I know the paladins have actually a skill to do it.
I don't think there's a grow root.
And I know that ogres can make themselves bigger, but that's a racial thing.
Oh, yeah. Is that what it is? All right.
And I know there's multiple shrinking things.
Yeah, but I wanted something that actually made me bigger.
There's a growth cloak?
Oh. I would bet there has to be somewhere. I mean, just for tanks alone so that folks can see them. That's the reason why ogres supposedly have it, so that folks can see them. I mean, as if they aren't big enough.
And, I've never grown big on the bristleblade cloak.
Actually, I think it's random. The bristleblade cloak is a random thing.
Oh, I just got hit with something.
Probably the bread.
Clonk.
So now that I'm face-sized, hello, ladies. How are you? Bones, Angela Coria, what's going on?
Yeah, you've noticed he can't get big, he can only get small.
Oh no, I lost Elkogena's feed.
I'm teasing.
Oh god. Kagayaku just made a comment. I love it when my hubby grows. No comments.
No.
All I can say is, not only Jethel eats Whoppers, he has one.
Yes, and it's right here, right from Burger King. No. Ladies and gentlemen, there is an adult, a mature audience warning at the beginning of the show, and there is a reason for it.
The following show is intended for a mature audience.
I haven't seen the Sarnak dance yet.
Oh, yeah, we have a Sarnak in the house right now. Do the dance.
He's handing me something.
Oh, okay.
And Osria must do
Death
the dance.
Death by chocolate cake.
Okay, so, and Osria, let's see the Sarnak dance. Here we go. Doing the Sarnak stomp.
That is definitely different. It's real tribal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like it. Now, we need to get each race to have their own specific dance.
Eventually, someday, TM. I'm pretty sure that's probably in somebody's book somewhere down there.
Yes.
We just got to be patient.
We'll get to racial dances as soon as we fix everything else. So, Nobrin, let me ask you this. If there is one thing that you wish they would put in the game, whether it be functional or just for the hell of it, just for fun, what would it be?
Asking for a lot. Wow. I can't think of anything off the top of my head, really. I mean, there's a lot of fun stuff already in-game. And they're already coming out with voice chat here real soon. So, I mean, that's a lot of stuff that I would cover.
I mean, no tavern named after you or...
No.
He has his wrench.
Memorial, you know, statue.
The game goes on, but I mean, folks like me move on throughout to other projects, things like that. So having a large thing for any one person is kind of questionable, in my opinion.
Well, this is just, you know, shits and giggle question.
A flying mount, anything like that.
Probably usable furniture.
Yes.
But that's a can of worms that always tend to get opened.
You see, Delmon, even Nobrin wants to sit in a chair. Delmon is just dead set against it.
Well, I mean, I'd played Galaxies for quite some time. It was nice to actually use the furniture there. But I mean, then in Galaxies, I don't recall any time that people put together furniture like they do here in EQ2. So it's kind of a toss-up. Right. We got good things, they got good things.
Elquin, what do you think? Something fun or functional? What do you think?
I'd like to see an actual pit of doom. Throw people in. Why not?
You know what I always thought was a good idea, and I think I've said it on the show a couple of times, is if you've I want to see jails. And I mean, if you enter, if I enter Freeport, give me the choice, fight the guards or go to jail.
They actually have a jail in Freeport, so you just show up in there. A drunk tank, that would be okay, too.
Drunk tank. Yeah, that's it. If you actually completely get hammered to the point, I mean, I don't think I've seen an EQ1, but an EQ2, I mean, in EQ2, but in EQ1, you actually had a message you couldn't possibly get any more drunk.
Yeah.
And then, have something like that in EQ2 where you get so drunk that they throw you in the tank. That would be interesting. But I really do think that a jail system would be really interesting. I go to Freeport and guard comes up to me and hails me before he attacks. And little quest thing, go to jail... or fight, or pay a fine.
Well, you know, they
pay,
could
pay
do
a
it.
Fine and go on. You know, pay a bribe, I should say. Bribe the guard and go on your way. I think that would be interesting.
When you start the Splitflower saga, you can get captured and you get kind of thrown into a little mini jail that
exactly.
you can escape from.
Exactly. Now, that's something they can incorporate into the cities, I think. But, yeah, I think the whole thing about bribing a guard to go on, yeah, it sounds like Oblivion. Yeah, I used to play Daggerfall, and they had that. Daggerfall, of course, came before Oblivion. And they had that. You go into a place, you know, and you attack a guard, you know, guard so-and-so wants to arrest you. Do you fight or go to jail? And you had a choice. But I think that's something that would be interesting for role-play.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
So bring that back to the office with you.
I'm still there.
He's still there. He hasn't left yet.
Okay, right.
He hasn't gone home yet. We need to let him go home.
I'll just pin to the developer's doors.
There you go. Write a little post-y note. Put it on the development. Jethel wants jails.
Let's hope they don't read that and say Jethel wants to go to jail. They could arrange that.
Yeah, you know, Sony rules the world. You're in their world now, buddy. Is that even their trademark slogan anymore? Forever Quest, you're in our world now?
That was the beginning. I don't know if we're really going with that with Reiki 2 anymore. I mean, I know it still is, probably technically.
It's probably still trademarked, yeah.
I haven't seen that on, like, the major website, like the EQ2 website. That isn't, like, splayed across the front of it like it used to be.
Right. I mean, hell, I even wrote a song called that. You know, I wrote an EverQuest song. You're in their world, it's EverQuest. But then they stopped using it. It was all my fault. I killed the slogan. Slogan killer.
We should let him go home.
Yes, we're going to let Narbonne go home. Narbonne, thank you so much for coming on. Do you have any shout-outs, any words of wisdom for us common players?
Just thanks for playing. Thank you for being there, because it keeps us here.
And we want to keep you there. But we want to let you go home at least tonight.
And he was saying that it's extra quiet around there, so please, call in with your complaints. Ask for Narbonne specifically.
Oh, Lord. Oh.
All right, let me, so Elquin, anything more? Oh, mention the, while I get my ending stuff going, mention the contest.
Oh, the contest again. Nobody has written in yet.
No
so maybe
one.
They're all,
no one.
Maybe they're waiting till
in.
The end, but, yeah, basically it's, what keeps you playing EverQuest 2? We're doing a little contest to give away a copy of Rise of Kunark, sort of in tangent with Living Legacy for those people who do not have ROK and would like to have it but never got a chance to get it or doesn't get in on this new promotion. So what you need to do is write us a small note that basically says what keeps you playing EverQuest, what EverQuest 2, what things about it you like, what areas you like. I mean, come on, there has to be something that keeps you playing. And you have till the 25th of July to get it in.
You know what? At this point, I mean, no one is sending us anything. At this point, what keeps you playing EverQuest? Hot dark elf chicks. That works!
Oh, God.
For some folks, it's exactly why.
But there has to be some people out there somewhere that doesn't have ROK.
I mean,
I've seen them post on the forums.
Yep. I mean, there's a reason in EverQuest 1 I used to hang around at Tula's Forest. Dark elf girls in red bikinis.
I miss those things. that's what
chat.
I'd like to see in game. There you go. That's my thing for game.
Underwear?
Bikinis. I am tired of this little ship thing that we got. I want swimwear.
You know, that's something, especially now that I'm actually, you know, I'm doing the Maiden's Fancy. Narbonne, have you seen the Maiden's Fancy?
I sure have.
What do you think? Is it tasteful?
Yeah. Yeah.
Brass just admonishes me on it all the time. She thinks I'm a lech.
Well, we won't go there.
But, well, I am a lech, but...
Yeah, it's like, we won't go there.
That's precisely the point. But anyway, by the way, folks, I do have a new model up. I am not taking any more volunteers at the moment. I've got more than I can handle. I thank you for your interest in the Maiden's Fancy. If I need more models, I will let you people know. But I'm not taking any more models. Matter of fact, I can't even get to the ones I've got. I've got such a list going. But anyway, contest. What keeps you playing EverQuest? Win the ROK expansion. Please don't already have the expansion. Write us up. Go, hey, this is why I love EverQuest 2. We will read the winning submission on the air. You will get the expansion, either the box or we'll give you the key, whichever works for you.
And that's at contest@kithacore.org.
Kithacore.org. Send your emails to contest@kithacore.org.
We also had demon@kithacore.org.
Don't confuse people. Contest@kithacore.org. Okay, that's where you want to email.
I'll change my blog thing.
Change your blog thing. We don't want to confuse people. Oh, I don't know which one to send to.
Just send to any of them.
Contest@kithacore.org.
Just make the subject line, what keeps you playing EverQuest 2.
Or hell, put the line, I love EverQuest, or whatever. Just, we have no submissions, and we've been doing this for almost 3 weeks.
I mean, the only thing I can think of is that by the time it gets done and we have no, entries at all, then there's nobody out there that we know of that's listening within, that doesn't have it.
Okay, so that's it. Send your submissions to contest@kithacore.org. Nomrin, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you very much for having me.
Thanks
for being on, hon.
Hope to have you on again soon. Who knows, maybe one day we'll get you, Brenlo, and Grimwell on at the same time and let you fight it out.
Ooh, duel to the death.
A duel to the death. Wait a minute. All right. All right, folks, that's the Jethro Silver Wing Show for, what is today, 24th? June 24th, 2008. My podcasts are current at onlinegamingradio.com. If you want to, maybe load it all up and listen to Den Mom. We had Den Mom on last week, and that podcast is available as of yesterday. So go ahead and download my podcasts and just tie up Online Gaming Radio's bandwidth. I want it. I want to get an email from Leone. She's in charge of Online Gaming Radio. I want to get emails from her going, God, Jethro, make them stop. You're costing us a fortune. I want that. I say bring it. Okay, anyway, that's the show, folks. Nobrin, thank you so much. I hope to have you on again soon. And now my famous ending shtick. Hey, alright, that's it for this episode of the Jethro Silverwing Show. I'm your host, Jethro Silverwing.
And I'm the Drunken Dwarf!
And I'm Cheesy Nibblemuts!
Online Gaming Radio is a proud member of the ZAM Network. Our producer is Deep Pockets. Our technical advisor is Spike Linkdeath. Facts and Intelligence brought to us by the Grassy Knoll. Our spiritual advisor is Alcoholic. Sensitivity seminars by Mandy Feldersnatch. And noted contributions by three badgers, two giant rats, a four-pound jar of jelly beans, a package of expired Twinkies, and a small rock.
Yay, rock!
Be sure to catch our show every Tuesday night at 4 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, and some ungodly hour in the UK. So, for me, Jethro Silverwing, the Drunken Dwarf, Cheez-It, and my love elf with Jenna, keep your arrows in the air and your feet on the ground.
You don't Rock and roll to you. Say rock and roll.